Okay, this is a meditation called Exploring Resistance. So go ahead and sit in a comfortable position, allowing yourself to relax as much as you're able, taking some deep breaths and allowing tensions to soften and letting yourself arrive here as best you can. And we'll begin by exploring the body. As I mention different parts of your body, I invite you to notice which aspects of your physical self you judge negatively, that you would rather it wasn't a part of you or you wish it was different. Just physical aspects that you resist or have resistance to. So bringing your attention to your head and your neck. Just noticing if there's any aspect of your face, your head, neck. That you resist, wish was different. Your shoulders and arms. Anything in your shoulders and arms that you resist being. Frustrated with. And then your torso, anything about your torso that you feel resistance to. Wish it wasn't the way it was. Wish it wasn't part of you. And your pelvis and your legs and your feet. Any aspect of that part of your body. Of your pelvis, legs, and your feet that you feel resistance to, frustrated with. Shift slightly away from the body into your personality, how you're wired, how you are in the world. Just noticing if there's aspects of who you are that you resist. You don't want to be part of you, that you wish weren't part of you. Anything about how you're wired that you wish was different. And just making a lot of room and softening around your resistance to yourself. The ways in which you resist your body or resent it. And the ways in which you resist your temperament, how you're wired. Just compassionately making a lot of room for the ways in which you don't want to be the way you are. And there's no need to resist the resistance. It's okay to not want to feel the resistance. Just noticing that, if that's there for you. So if you were to really come into your whole body and being, just noticing what part you're like, oh God, I just, anything but this. And just softening around that. Noticing the contraction around yourself and allowing it to soften. And if you imagine yourself as a spirit coming into this body, and then this body is in this world, allow yourself to notice the ways in which you resist how things are, how the world is, how life is. Just noticing your resistance to the world and resistance to life. It's not just your body, but it's your body in this world. Noticing the ways in which you might not want to be in this body, in this world, in this life. And bringing it all together, your body, your personality, this world, this life, allowing yourself to notice your resistance to being here, incarnated in this body, in this personality, in this world, in this material life. And softening around that resistance, compassion and permission for whatever resistance you have to being incarnated in this world. It is hard to be here. It is challenging to be human, to be fleshy, needy, quirky, limited, imperfect, vulnerable. It's challenging to make sure we have everything we need to survive, to find meaning in this unpredictable world, and then to die. So this is the deal of incarnating into this body in this world. So allowing yourself to soften and make room for the grittiness of this deal. And whatever resistance you notice about it, about being a body and a temperament in this world, in this life. And how hard it is to be here. So I invite you to imagine a great, loving, and wise being holding you as you consider what it means to incarnate yourself fully, to really be here inside your body, inside your personality, in this life and world. Let yourself be held by this wise being as you sense the magnitude of what it means to incarnate fully. And if this great, loving, wise being has something that it wants you to know, imagine that it has something that it wants you to know about all of this. And allow yourself as best you're able to receive whatever words or image or sense that this being wants you to know. Yourself to receive that wisdom. And as you lean into that support of this great, wise, and loving being, I invite you to notice and feel at least two things that you enjoy about your body. Two things that you enjoy about your personality, how you're wired. Two things that you enjoy about this world and this life. In other words, what would you miss if you were no longer here or it was no longer here? So allowing that great, wise, and loving being to continue holding you as you feel both sides of the truth. As you feel the ways in which you enjoy aspects of having a body or being a body. You enjoy aspects of your temperament in this world, in this life. And at the same time, making room for resistance. A resistance to being you or some aspects of you. And resistance to some aspects of life in this world. Nothing to do here, just allowing both things to be true. The resistance and the enjoyment, the imperfections and the beauty. And when you're ready, you can relax.